Vicky Phelan's death is still being covered in the papers today. The Irish Daily Mail front page reads, "Victory for Vicky." Over the same story in the Irish Independent, the headline is, "Taoiseach vows to bring in disclosure laws sought by Phelan." But elsewhere in The Independent, ongoing disclosure issues are the basis of an exclusive report. The paper reveals that over 100 non-disclosure orders have been signed by victims of convicted child molester Dr. Michael Shine. These were part of settlements that the victims made with the Medical Missionaries of Mary, who ran the Dundalk Hospital where Dr. Shine worked. The Irish Independent says that earlier this year, 25 men failed in their attempt to have charges against Dr. Shine brought by the DPP. The DPP's decision follows a Court of Appeal ruling that it would be unjust for Dr. Shine to face trial because of his age, health and prosecutorial delay. Two stories of deceit appear in today's front pages. On the front page of the Irish Examiner, a court report in which a driver admitted to buying a fake driving licence at a road bowling event in England, but he had forgotten that it was fake because he had been using it for so long. His solicitor said that he had bought it back in 1986. And the front page of the Irish Times has the news that executives of the IDA discussed lying about meeting a foreign investor. They did this so that they could get credit for securing new jobs instead of credit going to a rival Irish agency. Plenty of energy stories in the papers today. The Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star tell us that from the end of next week, there will be a ban in public sector offices of kettles, fridges, heaters and fans. This is to cut down on energy use. One angry employee quoted in the Star says, "They're treating us like children. It's pure optics. At the same time they're dumping our fans and heaters, the empty hallways have the heat on all day." The Irish Times reports that the local authorities in Dublin are aiming for a greener Christmas by using generators for public lighting that are filled with vegetable oil. They're also going to use low-energy lighting or leave the lights on for a shorter period. In contrast, the Gardaí are telling people to leave their lights on longer. The Irish Daily Mail reports on yesterday's News at One interview with the Garda, who said that many burglaries take place in the evening time and you should leave the lights on when you're out to make your home look occupied, although he did say you could use more efficient LED lighting. The Irish Daily Mail also has one of the most intriguing stories of the day. It's about the sale of a list of passengers from the Titanic. But this list is just of first-class passengers and has handwritten notes beside each name, including the word millionaire. That's because the list belonged to a professional card shark who was on the ship to fleece wealthy passengers in the first-class smoking room. When the ship began to sink, while some of his marks drowned, the card shark managed to make it onto one of the lifeboats. But even then, he was trying to hustle one of the other passengers for money. Good news for Daniel O'Donnell in the Irish News. The paper says his new album has debuted in the UK charts at number 16 this week. This means that he's had an album in the UK top 40 for each of the last 35 years. The headline of the day might be in the Irish Times. It's over the story of an Indian woman who came to Ireland in 2018 and settled in Cork. The headline reads, "We can finally comprehend what Cork people are saying." And the story with the best twist of the day might be the one in the Irish Sun. It's about a couple who had a row on an EasyJet flight. The woman confronted the man because she thought he had taken her seat. They got talking. One thing led to another, and 6 years later, they just got married. And the decoration on top of their cake, an orange EasyJet plane.